In Iraq today, a series of explosions killed nearly 50 people and left some 200 wounded. In the most brutal attack, Iraqi officials say more than 30 children died. That was in a triple car bombing near a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a sewage facility in Baghdad. The violence came as Iraqi officials insisted they would suppress the insurgency in time for nationwide elections in January. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
September has been described as the worst month yet for car bombs, and it went out with an indiscriminate shower of deadly shrapnel. Medical workers at the Yarmouk Hospital in southern Baghdad look as if they're back in the worst days of the U.S.-led invasion. Trolleys loaded with the wounded slide across the blood-slicked floors of the emergency room. Shockingly, much of the blood has come from children. 9-year-old Ali Abdulamir lies naked on a bed in the general surgery ward, his slender body covered with shrapnel wounds from head to foot. Ali's house is near to where the first explosion went off. He appears to be in shock and seems to think there was a rocket involved in the explosions, but he clearly remembers that he and his friends were there because the Americans were handing out candy and gifts.
They gave us candies and chocolates and footballs, green footballs. I was there with my friends, and then it hit us. When the rocket came down, it made a sound, and then pow.
The craters are evident in the neighborhood of Al-Amal, as is the damage done to cars and surrounding houses. More than one witness said after the first explosion, as people rushed to help, Iraqi National Guardsmen began firing wildly, causing some of the injuries. Bullet holes are visible in nearby homes. Then another blast, and another, and the bodies piled up. The U.S. military said 10 American soldiers were wounded in the explosions. The bombings were not confined to the capital. A suicide car bomber struck near a U.S. checkpoint in Abu Ghraib, west of Baghdad, killing two Iraqi policemen and an American soldier. Scores of people were wounded in that blast. A car bomb in the northern city of Talafer killed 4 people and wounded more than a dozen. In addition, the U.S. military said a rocket attack on a support base north of Baghdad killed 1 soldier and wounded 7 more. The violence piled more doubt onto Iraqis' growing unease at the prospect of holding elections in January. Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh told reporters that rebel-held areas would soon be retaken by Iraqi and U.S. forces. Yesterday, the Iraqi defense minister declared that the Sunni stronghold of Fallujah would be under control next month. Saleh was a bit more cautious about the timing, but he agreed that a military move is coming.
Next month begins tomorrow, and we want to restore the rule of law to these areas as soon as possible. We will get the terrorists out of there before the end of next month, if possible.
Following the lead of Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, Saleh insisted there are no plans to delay the election set for January, not even in the most turbulent cities. He had harsh words for the United Nations, which is charged with providing technical support for the election preparations, but has limited its foreign staff here due to the dangerous security situation.
There's a slow pace from the UN in providing the services called for by the Security Council resolution. When we hear UN officials cast doubt on the ability of the Iraqis to hold the elections on time, we say, instead of being negative, the UN should do its part to help the Independent Election Commission.
The U.S. military continued its airstrikes in Fallujah today, hitting what it called a safe house suspected of housing fighters loyal to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Iraqi doctors said 4 people were killed and 8 wounded. Meanwhile, the Al Jazeera Arabic News Channel showed video of what it said were 10 new hostages, 6 Iraqis, 2 Lebanese, and 2 Indonesian women, electrical workers abducted by the same group that seized 2 French journalists last month. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.